back to March 1946. It's the Bud Allen Show, and as we join the sitting, we hear from Maestro Al Dippin as the orchestra.
Attention, very stable, Buster. Hey, Portland, would you give me my hat, please?
Are you leaving?
Yes, I have to see Ray Millet.
Are you going out to lose the weekend?
No, this is business, Portland. Yesterday, I received this letter here from an organization called Candy Anonymous.
Candy Anonymous?
It's like Alcoholics Anonymous for people who can't stop eating candy. See, here's the letter right here.
Uh-huh. I smell peppermint on the stationery.
Don't build up your lungs. The letter says, Dear Mr. Allen, every year thousands of candy addicts, unfortunate victims of the confectionery curse, waddle down the saccharine road to ruin. If you could persuade Mr. Ray Milland to make a picture about the pitfalls of candy, these unfortunate souls might be saved. Signed, T. Waring, a former sugar house. Well, why not? After the lost weekend, habitual beer drinkers even swore off pretzels. Well, I'll be back later, Portland. I'm off to see Brady Millet. Ah, this must be Mr. Milland's apartment. I'll ring the doorbell.
Yes?
Is Mr. Milland in?
I'm Ray Milland.
Mr. Milland, I am Fred Allen.
Fred Allen, you're just the man I want to see.
Oh, you've heard of me?
Yes, I've heard of you, and I've heard those things you've been saying about me in your program. Every time you do a play about the Bowery, I am lying in the gutter.
Now,
you know about those things. I'm always a derelict, sprawled out, cut 37, the Empire Room.
Oh, hello, Mr. Milland.
I've heard your libelous cut part in the window.
But Ray.
And you've been telling people I only use my regular tune-in Jenny Sims.
Sims, that is.
Ray.
You radio comedians are those stale jokes. I suppose my new picture, Kitty Comes Out, will be meowing all over the network.
Oh, to get rid of the mice you saw on Lost Weekend, you had to make a picture called Kitty?
There you go!
Ray, I'm through. I give you my word, honest. Say, tell me, are you busy right now?
Well, no. Come on in, Fred. I was just sitting around harmonizing my...
After winning the Academy Award for giving that wonderful impersonation of W.C. Fields' nephew, why should liquor jokes upset you?
Why? Because I happen to be a teetotaler.
You mean that you, Ray Milland, never imbibe?
Fred, tell my friend.
Yes, seven up. I can even smell the straw in it.
I'm allergic to liquor.
Allergic?
Even get hiccups listening to Duffy Salad.
Well, New York was planning a big welcome for you, Ray. The city was going to take the third rail out of the subway and put in a brass rail. I was going to invite you to go on my program.
Oh, no, not on your program, friend. I only appear on high-class shows. Programs that take for the intelligent.
Intelligentsia? Why, 2 weeks ago tonight, Ray Milland, I heard you on Jack Benny's program. And Benny's IQ is lower than a gopher's kneecap.
Well, frankly, my appearance on the Benny show was an unfortunate accident.
A most unfortunate accident. Tell me, how did it happen?
Well, I went to NBC one day to appear on a literary forum. It was to be a discussion of the educational value of Plato versus Forever Emma. While I was looking for the forum studio, an arm reached out and pulled me to an open door. The next thing I knew, a bald-headed old gentleman with plastic teeth handed me a script and said, that I was on the Jack Benny
show. Tell me, Ray, that's how he gets most of his talent, incidentally. Tell me, Ray, did Mr. Benny pay you?
Yes, everybody gets paid right after the show.
No kidding.
Oh, no kidding. Jack put $7 in dimes and 12 loose Herbert Paragons on a big table.
Yes.
Then he fires a pistol in the air, yells, come and get it, and pandemonium breaks loose.
Well, in the rush to the table, what did you get?
An elbow from Mr. F.B. Boone of Lexington, Kentucky.
spending a Sunday with Mr. Benny?
Yes, Fred, that was really a loss.
The loss again reminds me, Ray. That is why I am here at the moment. Now, you help thousands of alcoholics with your picture. I want you to help another group.
Oh, what other group?
Candy addicts. I have a picture about these forgotten souls whose lives and careers have been wrecked by candy.
What is the picture like?
Well, it opens with a fan thing.
Of liquor for money. With money I can buy Tootsie Rolls. Now for the pawn shop.
A few minutes later, he left the pawn shop and started his search for a candy store. Up 3rd Avenue, he reeled, people making way for him when they saw the crazed look in his eyes. At 23rd Street, he found the candy emporium.
Oh, don't rush. Hey, open up. Open up. I want a Tootsie Roll.
He staggered uptown, 34th Street, another candy store.
This one's closed, too.
Open up! Open up! Have pity on me!
At 92nd Street, yet another candy store.
Oh, please, cut your own!
Late that afternoon, he arrived in Yonkers. Weakly, he rattled the door of a candy store.
Please open up.
A friendly policeman approached him. The policeman said,
"Move along, buddy. Can't you see the store is closed?"
I've walked 20 miles.
Every candy store in New York is closed.
Of course. Don't you know what day it is?
What day?
It's Fanny Palmer's birthday.
Fanny Palmer's birthday.
Hours later, Don Burnham opened his eyes. He was in a hospital room. A doctor was bending over him. Don said,
"This is Melvin, chum. You're in the candyopathic ward."
"Who are these people?"
"With you it's Tootsie Roll. With them it's something else. Look at that one over there."
Congratulations, Don. You're cured. No more Tootsie Rolls.
Just zombies.
Good boy.
Zombie!